You know, and I'm sharing this with you because I love you enough to let you know you really do need to be washed from those pollutants that were poured into you by all those people. Those pollutants that you stored up in your heart and in your mind all these years. So unfortunate that you could have had a good relationship that really could have been beneficial and rewarding to you, as well as to that person who had always, all those years, been standing up for you, speaking in your behalf. Years of what could have been a very good relationship lost. But maybe the years to come can be good years. They certainly can be if you have the strength, the courage, the integrity, the humility to obey God and do what you need to do to be reconciled to your brother whom you've pushed away, whom you've maliciously rejected. You need to be washed of that sin, and you need to be fully restored to your Savior. Because to the extent that you maliciously push your brother away, you maliciously push the Lord Jesus away. And I'm going to tell you how we know that's true. The Lord Jesus himself said, to the extent that you do this, to the least of these my brothers, you've done it to me. And he meant that. You need to be first restored to your brother. That's why the Lord Jesus commanded you to leave your gift at the altar. Go to your brother. Get things right with your brother. And then go back to the altar and complete that process of offering your gift. You need to be cleansed. You need to be washed. And you need to put distance, not between you and the brother who has been for you and who has been praying for you, who's been speaking up in your behalf, even if it meant he's ostracized for speaking up in your behalf. No, you need to put distance between yourself and the people who have been bringing the slander and who have poured their contamination into you and troubled you by provoking you to malice and hostility, all of which God is displeased with, and especially when it is aimed at, directed towards someone who did you no harm, didn't even try to do you any harm, and that person is truly your brother. Allow the love of God in your heart to give you the courage you need to humbly ask for a meeting with that brother and get things right. And remember, even though, because it is wise to do so, the Bible tells us to keep our distance from those who cause discord. The Bible tells us, mark them and have nothing to do with them. The ones who cause the discord, put distance between yourself and them, while at the same time forgiving them, refusing to be bitter. If you need to confront them, and God leads you to do that, then do so. But by all means, forgive them and pray for them. Pray that they'll be saved. If the problem was that they were just being ruled by their sinful nature, but they are saved, pray. Ask God to help them enter into a relationship with him that is so real and so vibrant that they'll absolutely refuse to engage in that sin ever again. But I can tell you, some of those people are not saved. They are hypocrites pretending to be saved. Pray for their salvation. But by all means, put distance between yourself and anyone else who has caused you problems in your relationship with your brothers, problems in your relationship with your Savior. Remember, you cannot be any closer to the Lord God whom you do not see than you are towards your brother whom you do see. Because you cannot love God whom you have not seen if you don't love your brother whom you do see? Do you love God enough to obey him and ask for a meeting with your brother so that reconciliation can be brought about? Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And he was letting us know, if you are continually loving me, you will be continually obeying me. Do you love him enough? You say you love him. Do you love him enough to obey that command? To call your brother. Ask for that meeting. And ask forgiveness and ask for reconciliation. One more. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 8. We'll see something that love does. And I think this is something that will be exciting, exhilarating to anyone who genuinely is walking with God. I'm not saying you're perfect, because none of us is. But you're genuinely walking with God. And you truly want a good relationship with the people of God. And you want to see the people of God, the church of God, the body of God, the temple of God, be as holy and as magnificent as God intends for it to be. Listen to 1 Corinthians 8, chapter 1. I'm going to read the entire verse. I'm sorry, chapter 8, verse 1. I'm going to read the entire verse, but the last part of that verse is what I really want us to think about. Now, about food sacrificed to idols, we know that we all possess knowledge. There was a big argument as to what should be done about food sacrificed to idols. For the sake of time, let me just say, he writes, we know that we all possess knowledge, but then he makes a critical comment about knowledge, the knowledge that all possess. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up.